Hello, everybody, and welcome to week three here of the Thunder Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Haddon Hilt Jennings. Coach, congratulations, first win of the season here against a very good Valley Heights team, a team that is currently right now ranked fourth in the class of 2A. They're a pretty big team, and you were able to take them down, a close final score of just 39-37. Your team just outlasted them. You guys had a really great third quarter, specifically outscoring Valley Heights in it 13-6. Other than that, it was kind of a 2-point, 3-point swing for the rest of those quarters, but it was that third quarter that really kind of pushed you over the edge there. So talk about that win for me a little bit against a team like Valley Heights.
Yeah, it was a really good win for us. Valley Heights is a really good team, a really well-coached team, one of the best man defensive teams that we will see. They're very physical, up in your face, full court, and in the half court. And it took us a little while to adjust. And first half, we were not very good. We had a ton of turnovers again, and that kind of has been a problem for us this year. And first half it was, and we challenged the girls at halftime to be better, to be strong with the ball, to attack their man-to-man. In the third quarter, we did that. We got downhill a lot more, which we created a lot more fouls, a lot more scoring opportunities for us, and quit turning the ball over. So it's kind of I think we started playing stronger with the ball, and we don't turn it over as much. So it was a really good second half for us.
Yeah, and also just give me a quick thought. Again, you played Holton on Friday. You lost just 54-51. It was a tough overtime loss, but your girls, they still battle out hard as most points they've scored this season. So tell me a little bit about that game.
Yeah, that was one we'd like to have back. We thought we kind of let that one get away. We missed a lot of easy shots early and throughout the game. Again, had way too many turnovers. For a team that doesn't presses. So, we weren't very happy about that one, but give Holton a lot of credit. They made shots when they had them. It made us pay for every mistake that we made. And that was kind of the end of that game.
Well, Coach, you got your first win of the overall this season, but now it's time to get your first win of the Big East level of play. You played Jeff West for your final game in this 2024 part of the year. So, Coach, what are some expectations this Friday against Jeff West?
You know, continue to get better at valuing the basketball. That's one that we, need to keep improving on. But also we need to keep rebounding. I thought last night was one of our best rebounding games. So that we need to have that going for us and just continue to be great in the half court on both ends of the floor. That offensively last night, the second half was the best, we've played the entire year. We scored 27 points, there in that second half against a really good defensive team. So I think that's something we can hang our hat on. And then I thought, for four quarters, this was the best defense we have played in the half court. So that we didn't allow them many open opportunities. In fact, if you take away their transition points, they hardly got anything on us. So I was really proud of our effort defensively in the half court last night. Hopefully we continued that and carry that over to Friday night.
You had some big-time scores from Cammie Dollinghouse last night, 9 points. Kelly Honeyman with 12 right now. She's averaging 12 points a year on the season. Emma Hermish, she hit 2 3-pointers in that second half, huge three-pointers. She had 10 points on the game. But a big storyline here for you, Hallie Holthouse, that's her first game coming back of the season. What are you kind of expecting from her, as well as the rest of your team as they get well-adjusted into their last game, but also as they go into that winter break and how your team's going to respond and try to capture some wins coming out into the 2025 part of the season?
Yeah, Callie's one of those that we challenged at halftime to be better. She had 2 points in the first half, and she's way too good to have 2 points and a half. And she came out and was aggressive the second half and played really well. And Cammie, hit some big shots, got in the lane, did what she's really good at and converted there and got to the free throw line. And then Emma continues to hit some big threes for us. She's our three-point shooter. She knocked down some big ones last night. So it's great to see her continue to take those shots. And getting Hallie back was just a huge boost, to everyone. She does so much that doesn't show up in the stat sheets. She keeps us together. She's a vocal leader on the floor, a great defender. And then she'll knock down some timely shots like she did last night. So it was great to see her back. And we're a lot better basketball team with her on the floor.
Well, Coach, lastly, again, just appreciate your time coming in here week to week working with me. Our next coach's show on January 8th, so by then you'll face Jeff West as well as Sabetha. That's Sabetha game that we'll also have here, coverage courtesy of KMZA 92.1. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Hey, you bet. Appreciate all you do.
Nemaha Central again to take on Jeff West this Friday. This Nemaha Central Locker Room Chat has been brought by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Hauk Seed.